Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
We're interrupting this podcast to ask you a very important question. Have you had your Hershey's? When you need to brighten up your day, put a smile on your face with the classic creamy texture and pure milk chocolate flavor of Hershey's milk chocolate. Whether you're eating it on the go, breaking off a few pieces for s'mores night, or just treating yourself to something sweet, Hershey's milk chocolate checks all the boxes. Shop for Hershey's milk chocolate now at a store near you. Found wherever candy is sold.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now move over Paris and Milan, it's Ireland's turn, because this October the very first Irish Fashion Week takes place, and founder of Tech Powered Luxury and Ireland Fashion Week, Aisling MacDonald, is with us here on Lunchtime Live today. Aisling, where did the idea for this come from?
Hello. Well, first, thank you so much for having me on. I am overwhelmed by the positive response to Ireland Fashion Week, which shows the timing seems to be right. But I guess it's been a long time coming. I think, you know, there's a real love for Irish fashion. But right now, the big names in fashion, your J.W. Andersons and Simone Rochas of the world, are flying the flag for Ireland on a global stage. It's time to bring it home and try. It's time as well to put a spotlight on the amazing creatives that we have in Ireland, on the island, across everything from fashion to jewellery to even the amazing beauty brands that we have. So it's really going to mobilise all of those premium brands that need a spotlight and need to be given a global stage as well.
So what can we expect from the week?
So first of all, we open applications on April 23rd. We've got seven different fashion shows, starting with the graduate show all the way up to our flagship shows. So there's something there for all different sizes of fashion brands. It is for Irish brands only, so either designed in Ireland, made in Ireland, or designers who are based in Ireland. We're keeping it local for this first one. We're going to have five events across the week, some extending across the entire month as well. We'll have obviously events that are open to the public, and then we'll have events where it's very much curated, bringing in the top names and voices from Irish fashion, but globally. We're bringing €1 million of support to Irish designers through the actual funding of the fashion shows, to giving them access to everything from the best media and PR people that work in the business and beyond, thanks to our funding, our sponsors, thanks as well to our amazing board members who are really the biggest names in fashion from around the world. We've got everyone from Stella McCartney's head of social media on our board to picture this is Ryan Hennessy, who's helping us bring in all the big names from entertainment for the week. So we're investing massively in this to give a big springboard for Ireland and for Irish designers to bring some people home and bring the rest, I guess, to the rest of the world.
Yeah, you can imagine. Like, I mean, it's got to be a huge, great showcase for Irish designers. You'd wonder why something like this has never happened before.
I know exactly why it hasn't happened. It's super expensive.
Right, simple as that.
I've been 11 years, working abroad now in Paris and in Geneva. I'm lucky enough to have worked with the biggest luxury groups and brands in the world. I'm currently a director of one of those groups, Pooch. We own brands like Charlotte Tilbury, Paco Rabanne, Jean-Paul Gaultier, and I was previously at Dior. And to give you a benchmark, last March here in Paris for the Dior fashion show, they spent €1 million just on the flowers for the show. So it's incredibly expensive. And it's a chicken and egg situation. If our brands aren't big enough to fund their own shows, then there won't be a fashion week. And even if there is a fashion week, brands can't fund their show. So that's why we're subsidizing up to 95% the cost of the show productions. We're only doing really, you know, a global standard of luxury show production. I can only do luxury. I think, you know, 11 years now in the luxury industry, and that's what we're doing. So that's why it's expensive to do. I don't have €1 million per show. We've got around
€1 million in flowers is quite a bit. All right. Emma Manley's with us too, Ashley. Emma's the creative director of Manley Irish Womenswear Fashion Brand. You know, what is the significance of something like this for an Irish designer?
Oh, it's absolutely huge. And a big congratulations, Ashley. It has been everywhere over the past couple of days. I am just so thrilled to see this announcement. It has been such a long time coming, as Ashley said. But for us designers, I feel like it's actually just given us a huge amount of hope. You know, we've been working so long and hard for so many years trying to grow our brands, to get them on stages, you know, outside of Ireland. You know, everybody looks towards London, Milan, Paris, New York, wherever it might be to fashion weeks. But really, why can't we do it here? We have a wealth of talent. And what you see time and time again is that talent going abroad more and more. And I think what Ashley is planning for right here in Ireland, it's something that we will have, like, we'll have way too many designers to fill those spots. And that is a wonderful complaint.
Okay. And how is Irish design, how is that recognised on an, you know, on the international stage?
I think at the moment, a lot of Irish designers would go abroad to do the likes of trade shows and things like that. Everybody would have aspirations to do shows. But as Ashley said, it all comes down to money. And once again, it's a chicken and egg thing. And we can't, you know, make the big bucks to put on the shows. Like, Irish brands aren't next nor near €1 million on flowers at per show. We need to be on a stage, but it costs so much to even get a small part of it.
Yeah.
So what usually happens is we end up at trade shows. And look, it's where a huge amount of trade is done and it's so beneficial for our brands. But to be on a stage in our own country where we can really show off what we're made of and really grab the world's attention would be incredible.
Yeah. And, like, you know, I often think, and I might go to maybe one or two fashion shows, say, a year, Emma, different things. Like, you know, even 2 weeks ago, the Art Cancer Support, they do a big event, you know, maybe at a different level, but they do a really great show every year in an effort to try and raise funds for their Cancer Support Resource Centre. But aside from that, I suppose, you know, like, working as a fashion designer, I always think it must be a really difficult industry to be in.
It is. And I suppose, you know, at the end of the day, like in the job that I do, I am the creative director at Manley. So a huge part of my job is designing collections and designing product. But an even bigger part of my job is selling it. And that's kind of where we get caught, because we're always working so hard trying to sell our products, trying to create new stuff. That having something like this Ireland Fashion Week come in, it's having somebody like Ashley with the business head saying, right, this is what we're doing. I'm going to get the sponsorship in. I'm going to get your brand seen, you know, throughout Ireland and hopefully abroad. And a huge amount of the weight would be taken off our shoulders by having that come in. And you do need somebody with, like, if you look at Ashley's CV, like, that girl has done a hell of a lot, whether it be education or work-wise. She knows what she's doing. And we need somebody like that to come in and help us, because we can't do everything.
You know,
you are competing against the massive brands globally. So hopefully this will be our time to shine.
Fashion designer Leah Cowan is with us on the line as well. Is it encouraging for the up-and-coming designers, Leah, like yourself?
Absolutely. I think that it's so important, especially when you're kind of starting out, to have this platform and to be able to now have the ability to showcase the work. And, you know, Ashley, it's great to hear even that you're including graduate collections and everything as well in that, because I think that kind of work is super exciting, and it's the kind of the start of everyone's careers and everything. So it's really, really encouraging and really exciting. And I just can't wait now to see all the fashion coming through.
I remember, Leah, seeing you, I think, or meeting you at a show a couple of, you know, years back. You're sort of relatively new in this field or in this industry. I think you were perhaps just graduating at the time.
Yes, no, definitely. I'm relatively new. It's only been the last couple of years. But even in the last few years, you know, it's been amazing to see the changes that are being made in Ireland and kind of the encouragement for younger designers coming through. And I know that Ashley has been like a huge influence on that in particular. But I guess, yeah, it's just super, super exciting. And as I say, encouraging. And I think that in Ireland at the moment, like, I think Irish fashion is really having a moment. And I think this is finally our chance now to showcase that, you know, like, the Irish are storytellers, I always think. And I think we all have stories to tell. And I'm so excited for, you know, the rest of the world, I guess, to hear those stories and to see the amazing fashion that we have here.
Is it difficult to, you know, promote your work as an individual, as a startup, as a fashion designer? I know, I think that Nicola Coughlin from, of course, Bridgerton, Derry Girls, she wore some of your dresses, didn't she, Leah, to some of the red carpet events?
She did. Yeah, no, she did. And I think, you know, that was like, that was such an incredible experience. And that was like, you know, a lot of luck, definitely. But I guess the only real way that, you know, we can promote ourselves at the moment is kind of social media and things like that. Mm. As you say, there's no fashion shows or anything. And, you know, social media is, you know, it's an amazing, you know, place. It's kind of how I was able to make that connection with Nicola and be able to work with her and a lot of amazing other people as well. But it's kind of the only source
avenue to try and promote your work.
And as you say, you know, you're the creative director, you're, you know, the post woman, you're everyone. So on top of that as well, to be promoting yourself on social media, it's tricky.
Yeah,
you know?
No question about it. One of the owner, I suppose, of one of Ireland's longest running modelling agencies, Celia Holman Lee, is with us here too. Is Leah right about that, Celia? Is Ireland really having a moment in terms of fashion design?
Yes, they are. We've had great moments over the years, Andrea. I think this is a wonderful concept, wonderful idea. But it wasn't continued. It wasn't kept, you know, it wasn't grown. Ideas of big fashion weeks and different things we've done. I, for instance, was in Russia and brought designers back from Estonia, Lithuania, and their teachers and the fantastic models as well. And we appeared on the Late Late Show with Pat Kenny. You know, I've worked in North Carolina with designers, Irish and Irish and American designers, which we brought in as well. I'm also very close to the whole scene of actual happening things with designers and bringing together. During the gathering, I brought designers, young designers from colleges all over Europe to Limerick, and we brought all the Irish designers as well. So there, right, what Arsene is doing, she's capturing all that and bringing it all back and bringing it together.
Mm, and doing
and
it
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
It is definitely needed because we at the moment, we've one of the most famous Limerick School of Art and Design are quite brilliant. And Limerick is undergoing an awful lot of renovations at the moment. And we're looking at a fantastic hub now where we'll incubate the designers from the Limerick School of Art and Design, give them a chance. But we will mind the existing designers because they're finding it really, really tough at the moment.
Okay.
And listen to that other young designer there where she spoke about, you know, they're in basements, they're overhead, they're working from the garage.
Oh, it's an expensive industry. There's no doubt about that at all. It's happening on the 6th to the 10th. Of October. I've no doubt you're going to hear more about it though between now and then. That's Ashley McDonnell, Emma Manley, Leah Cowan, and of course Celia Holman Lee. Thanks a million to you all for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
We're interrupting this podcast to ask you a very important question. Have you had your Hershey's? When you need to brighten up your day, put a smile on your face with the classic creamy texture and pure milk chocolate flavor of Hershey's milk chocolate. Whether you're eating it on the go, breaking off a few pieces for s'mores night, or just treating yourself to something sweet, Hershey's milk chocolate checks all the boxes. Shop for Hershey's milk chocolate now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold.